Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, as Danny mentioned there, this afternoon's subcommittee meeting is examining special education to see what can be done to help families of children with special needs, with the Taoiseach pledging earlier to give greater consideration to those children and their parents. Well, our reporter John Cook has been speaking to some concerned families today and he joins me now. What exactly are they calling for, John?
Well, there are three leading organisations, first of all, came out today on this, representing people with disabilities, Sarah, and children with additional educational needs. Down Syndrome Ireland, As I Am, and Inclusion Ireland. And they're saying that a repeat of the first lockdown, where children with disabilities largely saw complete removal of support services in education at home, would be intolerable. So they're seeking an urgent meeting with the Minister for Special Education and Inclusion, Josepha Madigan, on this. I've been speaking to lots of families who have really grave concerns about the withdrawal of special needs supports again, or the extra burden of homeschooling for their children with their extra needs. This is really causing a lot of worry and stress. So I'll bring you some of what they said. Now, the Mannion family, whose two boys with autism attend the Orbitha Special School for Children with Complex Needs in Galway, told me they hope schools like this can reopen next week if closures are prolonged to the end of January or beyond, which seems to be happening now. A special derogation should be made for these special schools. Most of them have smaller numbers, it would seem. And this family told me that the system they feel largely failed children with special needs during our first lockdown last March. They're concerned that the current lockdown will have real and very worrying consequences, not just for children with disabilities, but also for families really struggling to cope. And there was a derogation given to these special schools to reopen for the month of July, for the July provision for children with extra needs, Sarah. Hugely successful, according to this family, so they're hoping for a similar derogation for schools, special needs schools, to open immediately. This isn't a simple matter, though, for every school. Nicola in Limerick is a mother of a child with special needs. She has contacted me this afternoon following my inquiries to say their mainstream school should be reopened next week. She's written to Minister Norma Foley on the matter and has stated, if you open one school, you open all schools. And I travelled to meet another mother in Broadford in County Clare this afternoon, Lourdes Doyle's three boys, Killian, Caden and Oren, age 9, 6 and 4, have autism. The two older boys attend a special ASD class at the local Broadford and Kilbane National School. Her younger boy is in a special ASD preschool. And the main area they lost out on last year, like so many other families, is the one-on-one attention they get from special needs assistants. So Lourdes is calling for SNAs to be redeployed now to assist children at home during this lockdown and school closures, saying there was little or no support for parents last time round. I asked her first what homeschooling three boys with autism was like.
It was a nightmare, to be honest. Life was so difficult last year without school. You know, we tried our best, but I suppose the fear is, you know, when as a parent you feel so guilty that, like, you feel so guilty that, you know, your child is going to fall behind, that your child is going to regress, as many kids with autism can, and you have that guilt, and it just makes it so much harder. And, you know, in a school setting, you know, there's one teacher and two SNAs in an ASD class. You know, I had three boys last year to try and homeschool. So it is very, very difficult. And I suppose as a parent, you just fear that they will regress, that their speech and language will regress, you know, that socially they'll regress. So it is very difficult. If school were to open next Monday with full school there, I would be very nervous about sending my children, okay, with current numbers. But if it was just the special class, the ASD class that was opening, you would have six kids, two SNAs and one teacher, then I would feel quite comfortable with sending my kids to school. If it was just going to be on those numbers, I would feel quite comfortable. So that's definitely something they should give consideration to. Like, if they're looking at special schools, they should also give consideration to special classes in mainstream schools.
Were you offered any support from your special needs assistants last year, or was there ever a suggestion that could happen?
Yeah, there was talks about it and them offering to do it remotely, but doing it remotely online with children with special needs, 95% of the time that won't work. You know that really, realistically, it will not work.
For Killian and Caden, how would that work? They're not going to engage engage on a laptop. Is that
Yeah, they're not going to engage on a laptop for, you know, for an hour, or they're not going to sit there for an hour because, you know, children with autism quite need quite a lot of movement breaks, you know, and they might attend to work maybe for 5-10 minutes, but they certainly would attend for an hour at a time, or even a half an hour would be a long time. So you're doing short sessions. Whereas if we could get that support in home, you could do that because they could do a little bit of work, a little bit of tabletop activities, quick break, a bit of exercise, and then back to it again. And, you know, you'd get a bit of work covered.
So what are you suggesting now? Because this is from next week, perhaps, the government making decisions now. You want to see them offer you that special needs assistance. How?
Either, you know, in in-home setting, or else open up the ASD classes in the schools so that the children are getting one-on-one.
And if a special needs assistant was to come to your home to actually spend the hours here with your child, would that work? Is that something families would want, given the risk of COVID infection?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a bit of a balancing act as well. Like, last year, while COVID was from last March, we had Enable Ireland workers coming into the house. Sometimes you have to balance between mental health as well, and also for your children. So I definitely would think, you know, if it's done very safely, you know, there's protocols in place, you know, there's, you know, health checks are done every day. There's no reason why it shouldn't work.
So redeploy special needs assistance this time to people's houses.
Yeah, absolutely. Because as I said, online, remote, it does not work in 95% of the cases for children with special needs. It does not work. You know, I'm on lots of forums, lots of groups, and, you know, it didn't work. You know,
I'm just thinking special needs assistants out there might be listening saying, what if I don't feel safe coming into your house?
Though? Yeah, absolutely. And I get that. But I suppose, you know, it's something that should be looked into. It's something that should, and if there's correct protocols and I suppose, are in place, it's something that could work. Look, Enable Ireland are doing it, Brother Charity are doing it. Why not special needs assistants, you know?
And that was Clare parent Lourda Doyle speaking to John Cook. And thank you very much to John Cook for that report. Well, I'm joined now by Enda Egan, who is CEO of Inclusion Ireland. And thank you for joining us this evening, Enda. John mentioned in his report about a meeting that was being sought by different groups with Minister Josepha Madigan in relation to provision for special needs children. And I believe that you spoke with the minister this morning. Did you get any reassurance around the provision of education for children with special needs?
Good evening, Sarah. Indeed, we had a meeting this morning with Minister Madigan, and she listened very carefully and attentively to what we had to say. I think it's fair to say that she supports everything that we were looking for and supports the general tenure of the debate that is ongoing at the moment around schools staying open to provide education for children with special needs. She did commit to us that she would take our views to the three leaders of the main political parties and also to the Minister for Education. And we would be very hopeful that they would make a decision that would be positive in respect.
Okay. You heard Lourda Doyle there talking about the different possibilities and what this could look like, ranging from special needs schools specifically staying open to mainstream schools that run special needs classes, running those classes specifically to at-home help for parents. Would you be looking for all of those services to remain, or what is the most urgent in your view?
I think, look, what's required here really is a suite of options for people that allows parents and families to choose the one that's most suitable to themselves. For some people, that may be that they would not engage in a school activity if a school was open, and they might want, for example, a Zoom session might work for one particular family. I know some families have been saying to us if they just had a phone call once a day, or a Zoom session once a day for even half an hour with a teacher, that would be a huge help. For other people, they would require special schools to stay open. They would require the special classes in mainstream schools to be open. And let's not forget, there's a lot of children here who have special needs, education needs, and they are being educated in mainstream classes. Mm. So there's quite a suite of requirements that's needed. We do have to bear in mind here that for about 30% of children, most of the research will indicate that it is impossible for them to actually engage in any kind of virtual education that would be offered. So for a lot of children, that isn't an option. But for some kids, virtual education is an option. But I think what people are looking for here is they're looking for a suite of options that they can pick from, The one thing that is very clear and that there is no debate about is that children with special needs regress much more so than any other child who doesn't have a special education needs. And that's our huge concern here. Okay. And they find it very difficult to re-engage in the education system if they're out of it for a period of time. And that regression in many cases is virtually impossible, if not completely impossible, to regain.
All right. Well, as we said, that cabinet meeting is still ongoing at the moment, or the subcommittee cabinet meeting. But if we do hear any news in relation to this while we're on air, we'll bring it to you. For now, Enda Egan, CEO of Inclusion Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.